More now on the strained business relationships between Chinese companies and the U.S., only this story is mostly about the effect of tariffs on American workers. A few years ago, Massachusetts wanted to make a big order for new subway cars for the Boston area. But there was one stipulation. They had to be made in Massachusetts. Enter the Chinese Railway Rolling Stock Corporation, or CRRC. The company won the contract and built a factory about 100 miles from Boston. Well, that was before the new trade war between the U.S. and China under President Trump. Now the future of the factory and its well-paid workers is in doubt. Adam Riley from our partners here at WGBH in Boston has the story.
When you pull up to the CRRC plant in Springfield, Massachusetts, the first thing you notice is the size. 200,000 square feet sprawled over a once vacant lot. Step inside and you see just a fraction of that space is currently in use, though the activity there is intense. Right now, CRRC's workers are building six cars for Boston's transit system. By 2020, they'll be sending eight new cars per month, eventually delivering more than 400. That's good news for riders used to shabby digs, and even better news for workers like Eric Anderson.
I was a cook. Been a cook for about 7 years.
Then CRRC, a massive state-owned Chinese company, opened this facility on Springfield's east side. Anderson got an assembly job and a significant pay hike.
It probably doubled with the benefits from what I was making.
Also reaping the benefits, Ian Bissett, who moved from Vermont for his job as a lead mechanical assembler.
If I'm perfectly honest, it blows anything out of the water that's up there currently that I'm aware of, especially in this field.
The coming years should bring more solid blue-collar jobs like theirs to Springfield as CRRC builds subway cars not just for Boston, but also for Philadelphia and L.A. But now there's a hitch, significant uncertainty linked to President Trump's escalating trade war with China.
Yeah, so far, the new tariffs and the new policies have left an impact on our manufacturing and also on CRRC.
Jia Bo, who spoke with us through an interpreter, is the vice president of CRRC's Massachusetts operation. He says since some of the parts used here are imported from China, the Trump administration's tariffs have added millions in new costs. There's also bipartisan interest in banning CRRC from bidding on federal projects, and even talk of labeling the company a national security threat. Critics say CRRC underbids to gain market dominance, and that technology on its vehicles could be used for surveillance. But Jia insists that the company is a force for good.
CRRC is definitely here in the United States to stay. We have a long growing plan, and we're definitely bringing benefits for the taxpayers here.
That said,
from 2021, the job creation will slip from there if there's no additional new orders coming on board regarding to the new tariffs and the new restrictions on the company.
Which is why politicians like Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno and Democratic Congressman Richard Neal want the Trump administration to reconsider. Also hoping the president shifts course, John Scavato.
You know, at this day and age in Springfield, we need the manufacturing. We haven't had manufacturing here in years.
Scavato is the business agent for Sheet Metal Workers Local 63, and he's thrilled by CRRC's embrace of union labor.
There's over 120 union workers from Springfield, Americans.
But now, he says, Trump's approach is jeopardizing that.
You're going to possibly put them out of work. If they can't get contracts, they can't, you know, maintain this building. And I do believe he wants to put people to work, but yet I don't think he realizes the impact of what he's doing over here.
Then again, CRRC now plans to circumvent Trump's tariffs by shifting the production of certain parts from China to the U.S., which could mean more new jobs, not less, and convince the president's supporters he knows exactly what he's doing. For The World, Adam Riley, Springfield, Massachusetts.
We take another look at trade tomorrow, only this story will be all about North America, dairy farmers, and President Trump.
Canada, what they've done to our dairy farm workers is a disgrace.
Trump made good on his promise to replace NAFTA by drafting a new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada. His big focus was on selling more U.S. dairy products in Canada. So tomorrow on The World, we talk with a Canadian dairy farmer about how the new trade deal looks from up north.
He said we were hurting their dairy farmers. Well, the Americans had a $600 million surplus with us, but he got into his head that we were mistreating their farmers.
Turns out the big problem for America's dairy farmers is not Canadian tariffs. Our reporter learns about the real threat to America's dairy industry. That's right here tomorrow.